And he, listen to what Thomas said. And he said, I will what? I will not believe. Verse 26. And so after 8 days, again, his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the door being shut, and stood in the midst and said, peace be unto you. Or peace be unto you. Yeah. Then said he to Thomas, reach hither thy finger and behold my hand. Reach hither thy hand and thrust him into my side. And be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord and my God. And listen to the response of Jesus. And Jesus said unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed. Notice you didn't say anything about him being blessed. But blessed are they that have not seen and yet believe. Thomas accepted that on his natural faith, his sight, because he just had said, unless I see it with my eyes and put my hand in the prints of the nail and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. Then when he saw him, he went, my Lord and my God. But that kind of faith won't work for you. Can you see Jesus now? Have you seen him? Not with these eyes that I'm looking at you with and you looking at me. You hadn't seen him. But I have seen him how? Through the eye of faith. I know that I know that I know that he is Jesus. Amen. And unbelief has robbed too many of us. We have been robbed of the blessing that God had given us in Christ Jesus. Remember what 2 Peter 3 says. You remember what he says? That he has given us what? All things. How many things? All things that pertaineth to what? And there's things in our lives we are without, aren't we? But is his word true? Is his word true? Didn't he say his word is forever settled? Well then, all things have been given. What is that keeping us from getting those things? Either we hadn't discovered that they are there, or we have allowed unbelief not to let us believe what God said. Hello? Huh? Amen? And that's why you need to understand your faith is what the devil after. Many people say, I heard growing up, They talked about fighting the devil. Really, you don't have to fight him. You really don't. The fight that you should be in is the fight of faith. Amen? So I want to go to another one. And let's go to Luke Gospel chapter 1. And let's pick up at verse 8. For save time, let's just pick up at verse 8, okay? Luke Gospel chapter 1. I want to show you something. The importance of faith and believing and words. God has told, while you're turning. God has said through the prophet that Jesus would have a forerunner. And he would come before him, before the Lamb, that Jesus would be born, there will be a forerunner. And so let's read the story. Let's read it and show you how important it is to God when God speaks something, when his sovereignty, when it has to do with his will to be carried out, He'll not let anything stop it. Now, you cannot believe it. Now, listen to what I'm about to say. You cannot believe it. You can go around and say it and preach it and do whatever you want to do. Say, Jesus ain't coming. He's coming. Whether you believe it or not, whether you accept it or not, whether folks accept it, Jesus is coming. So it's one of those kind of situations, of cases. And so let's read the story. Hallelujah. Verse 8. And it came to pass that while he executed the priest's office before God in the order of his course. Verse 9. According to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense with when he went into the temple of the Lord. Verse 10. And the whole multitude of the people praying without at the time of the incense. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zechariah saw him, he was troubled and fear fell upon him. Verse 13. But the angel said unto him, what? Fear not, Zechariah, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. Verse 14. And thou shalt have what? Joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. Verse 15. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost even from his mother's womb. And many of the children of Israel shall be turned to the Lord their God, and he shall go before him in the spirit and the power of Elijah, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord.